The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so good day to all. Let's go ahead and get started with our meditation together this morning. So settling in for a period of sitting, allowing your body to come into its usual meditation posture, however it's disposed this morning, and just sensing into the spot where you're sitting, your seat against the chair or the cushion, or perhaps you're lying down, and just feeling the support under your body and allowing yourself to relax into that. Perhaps allowing the body itself to find a place of balance. So just gently inviting, how can the body shift slightly to feel like there's almost no effort to be upright? And then softening the face, the jaw, the throat, down through the shoulders, softening the arms and the hands. Down into the chest area, feeling how when the spine is straight and alert, the chest actually relaxes. Down into the belly area. Releasing any tension in the low back, trusting that the spine bones themselves will hold us up without the muscles. Sinking a little farther into the seat and releasing any bracing in the legs all the way down to the feet. So we just invite ease through the body, and it's okay if the body isn't relaxed in certain places, or if you aren't making contact very well with part of it, that's all fine. We just have sense also that the body is okay as it is today. And we can invite a sense of simplicity in the body and in the mind. Of course, sometimes the mind is complicated, a lot of thoughts or emotions. But the awareness of that can be simple. The knowing of it can be very simple. connecting in with perhaps the sensations of breathing in order to join the body and mind in a simple, direct way. I would invite now tuning into sound as a meditation object. So there's the sound of my voice, and there's likely also some kind of sounds in your environment. Maybe other people or cars outside or wind, the heating system. And just allowing the arrival of sounds at the ear to be a way of connecting to the present moment. There can be a sense of ease from not knowing what is next, but just knowing that we'll meet it with our listening. Just relaxing into the flow of the sounds. How we can shift slightly to applying this faculty of listening to the body. There's a bodily sense faculty that kind of runs throughout the body. It's not just the touch sensors on the skin. We can tune into that. The inner sense of the breath is part of it, but there's a lot more also. So we can incline the mind toward listening to this bodily sense door, not knowing what body sensation will come next or how they'll shift. And just resting in listening to the body. You can also shift to listening to the mind. Here we're using our awareness faculty in a very open way. It's possible, for example, to hear thoughts as if a speaker were playing in the room. Not my thoughts, just inner sound. And seeing if we can simply listen to the mind. Finding that same sense of rest that we can find when listening to sound externally. And we're not listening for anything, or we're not listening because we need to do anything. We're listening because these parts of us want to be listened to. In a simple way, very simple. And we'll just rest with that for a while. in the last few minutes of sitting and listening to experience in the body and mind, you might reflect, did I learn anything? Did the listening bring about some learning? And even if it doesn't feel explicit, this kind of practice is kind of like deep data gathering. Something was going in. And it's worth feeling happy about that. Content with having rested in our experience for some undivided time that we know will bring benefit in some way. From this meditation, we can also get the sense that this practice of listening and learning is actually a heart practice. We can feel that it's not just coming from the mind, but it's a full being, full body, heart experience. And that it may relate to what the Buddha simply called the Dharma, how things are. Practicing in line with the Dharma, being connected with the Dharma, all those phrases that we hear have something to do with this experience we've had in meditation today. This is it. Our experience is it. And so we can hope that as we go forward from today, we'll be a bit more connected to all of what's going on through our capacity to listen and to learn. And that will help all the others around us, not just us. Sometimes in ways we can't even know right away.